Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
You've had a breakup. You know you have to move on. It hurts. But you want to be able to move on, and you kind of want to keep the door open for the possibility that maybe in the future, they get themselves together and come back. Can you do it? Is it advisable to do it? How many of you are in that situation right now? So let me read something from Kiara. And as you know, SusanWinter.net, on the last page, the contact page, I have a Q&A where I read them here. I can read them on YouTube, and you'll also hear it on the podcast on the Susan Winter Show. So feel free to write me. And this is Kiara. Oh, thank you, Elena, my Italian girlfriend, who told me it's not Chiara, Susan, it's Kiara. Kiara writes, "Hi there. I'm trying to recover from a breakup. My boyfriend left me out of the blue 1 month ago after a year and 1 month of a long-distance relationship, two different continents. My question to Susan is twofold. One, how to move on and let them go? Two, is it legitimate to move forward, hoping at the same time you'll get together again at some point in life as evolved in the future? He's 29, I'm 41. Kiara, thank you for this. I really appreciate this. And you got a few things going on here. You have an age gap. It's not that much, 12 years, but you've got one. Okay. You got a continent that separates the two of you. You've been together a year and a half, and okay, he pulled the plug. I know, it hurts. So your situation is a little more complicated than others, but it also allows you the possibility that it is within the realm of reason that it could be that this younger person goes out looking around and dates around and finds that, you know, what I thought I was afraid to commit to is actually, she's kind of amazing. And I thought I had to have this, this, and this because my friends were telling me about that. But I really like Kiara. So here are some options. First of all, for any of you independent of age continents, okay, you've had a breakup. You want to move on. You know you have to move on. That's part one. How do you do it? You totally review the situation. You accept that the breakup has happened. You grieve it. You write about it. You journal. You look at your part in it. You look at their part in it. You look at the issues that never got solved. You see where you've made progress. You think about the communication. You do an entire review so that you come away and you've got all this information as to what you did right, what you're proud of, very important, and what you've now learned that maybe you could have done differently, would have said in a better way, you just didn't have the tools, or you didn't even know that you had the right to say these things. So it's a complete review. Then you review the entire person. Was I making them amazing and putting them on a pedestal? Yes, they're a great person, but did they deserve to have the exalted position that I put them in? Here's where I suggest you take a listen to Breakup Triage, The Cure for Heartache. The links are below in the description. 33 minutes, it walks you through how to deconstruct the person, how to get through this first segment when you're bleeding out emotionally, how to help you to get through this and really see them clearly. Not the way you want to see them, not the way your heart hurts and they're the only ones when they're gone, but the full 360. And that will really help you to put all of it into place, to allow you to package it and allow you to see, yes, there are good times, but there are some bad times too. Yeah, I think they're great, but you know, they got their problems. It will take them off the pedestal, make them human, and put it all in writing, and you can easily move on from that point. Without doing this, you won't be able to. You also need step number one that I talk about, which is you got to know the why. If you can't answer why the breakup occurred, it's going to be harder for you to walk away. So if they didn't tell you, take your best guess and just frame it as that, okay? Now, let's talk about the next step. Can you do both at the same time? If you're capable, hope is tricky. Hope can keep you paralyzed. Hope can bring you to the point where, yeah, you've mentally accepted that it's over, but you've not given up hope. If your hope of a rekindled reunion in the future exists, it has to have parameters around it. It needs to have specifics, meaning your must-haves. Whatever you didn't get in this part of the relationship, you have to be absolutely dug into those things, because that will assist you and keep you from going into obsession and fixation over your ex. And here's what I mean. If you didn't feel like a priority, if the distance was too much and they wouldn't move, you suggested moving, they wouldn't move. If whatever it was that was the issue or the series of issues, you did everything to be compliant with making it work and they didn't. Don't forget that. You need to remember that's a partner that wouldn't do these things. I need this person, if they come back into my life, to do this, this, and this. Because these were my issues that I had, that I was discontent with, and they didn't fix it. So I am not willing to hope for a return to what was that wasn't adequate. I want a better version. So you can do both. You can separate, but in order to have your hope work for you and not paralyze you, it needs to have conditions around it. You don't just want them back. I'll take you back no matter what, blah, 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 blah. That, because that's where we tend to go. You'll be stuck. Because you can allow a space of possibility in the future if these things are in place. So you see, that will keep you grounded. You need to also continue to invest in yourself. And the only way you can move forward and marry it to a possible space in the future of getting together is if you are open to continuing to open up your eyes and look for love coming in that's new. You cannot wait. Do not wait for someone who has left. Never, never, never wait. Your life on hold while they think it through. Date others? No way. So you can only afford yourself the luxury of putting them in a possible category. Like you've got them in a box and you put them way up on the top shelf in the corner. It's there. I'm not going to think about it. I know it's there. But in the meantime, and this is very important, you actively open your eyes, open your heart, and open your mind to the possibility of exactly what you want showing up in another person. If you can't do that, you cannot afford to hope. Okay, that's a solid rule. If you can't do that, don't even think of hoping, because that will set you into a prison of waiting. It's tricky. What you'll probably find over time is that what you thought you wanted in the better future, you start to realize that, you know, if they wanted it too, they probably could have made more attempt to go there, but they didn't. So you may find yourself gradually, slowly, disillusioned with the idea of reserving hope because you're having a nice time with your own life right now. I think it's easiest to leave a love behind if we have one gem we can keep. Nobody's comfortable with a straight-up loss. So look for anything, anything that you gained, whether it was 2 happy years, a year and a month, whether it was great sex, wonderful sense of humor, that you were introduced to new people you'd never know, maybe that you changed your career, that they helped you in some way to develop a part of yourself, even if it was a tough lesson. But you were challenged and you made it through to the other side, and now you are so much smarter. You must find your gem. Find the gift in that pain, or you will never be able to walk away from it. Might take some digging. Sounds, Gyatta, like you had a really nice relationship. You had a lot of against you. Age, continence. But congratulations on the year and a month. And by the way, for all of you, I never want to hear the term failed relationship or failed marriage. That is such a crock. It's not true. It worked until it had run through its expiration date. It happens. We can't take away what we gained just because it ends. You know, the race ends, you get a medal. What, the race ends and they take the medal back? No. You had that experience. So give yourself credit. You know, most people are having trouble getting 3 months strung together in a partnership. So to Chiara and to everybody else there, I know it is a tricky bit of business to close a door and keep a little crack open, but you do it from a different mindset. It's not the same relationship you would go back to. You fully close that door. You open up a new door in your mind with just a little crack over in the corner while you walk forward through a beautiful foyer to an open, endless possibility of a future. Hope that helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. Don't forget to check out Breakup Triage. It's free for most of you on Audible. It's a couple dollars on Amazon. There's no reason you can't get it and work your way through it. It is so helpful. I think it's some of the best work I've done. It's short, to the point. You're in pain. You don't want to struggle with hours of reading something. And on top of that, consider a consultation. All right? Thank you, everyone. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. And join me on Spotify or whatever your streaming service is for The Susan Winter Show.